Good morning, and welcome back to The Morning Magazine. It's time for part two.
Welcome, everyone, to the Morning Magazine here at WFHR, locally grown radio. You got your host, James J. here at 10:33 on the clock, and we are now going to talk with our friends at South Oconee YMCA. A big shout-out to Tri-City Services sponsoring this segment. We greatly appreciate them. Let's go ahead and go around robin here, let you guys introduce yourselves. The audience knows the name and the voice. And Tiana, I'll start with you.
I'm Tiana. I'm the registered dietitian at the YMCA.
Nice to meet you, Tiana. Thanks for being in.
I'm Jamie Sparks. I am the site director over at our Nakusa location.
Jamie Sparks. Man, it sounds familiar. I feel like I should know that name or something.
I feel like I was just here.
John Gutierrez, youth sports and camp director.
Appreciate that, John. Thanks for being here. We got plenty to talk about today. I look forward to putting Tiana on the spot. Not on the spot. I mean, just talk to you. Just get to know you a little bit. I will be doing that a little bit. Could you, if you wouldn't mind, just starting this ball, get this ball rolling here a little bit, what you do at the Y and how long you've been there?
Sure. Yeah, so I just started in November, actually. I offer private nutrition consultations. My method focuses on self-regulation and skill building for long-term and continuous success across the lifespan. So I want people to feel confident as they make healthy choices, so much that they can pass their skills on and their knowledge to their friends and loved ones, so it kind of creates a ripple effect.
Yeah.
And then I do offer different programs and things like that. Did you want me to go into that now? Or
sure, you can touch on that.
Well, so we have a free nutrition program this month. It's called Nutrition 101. It's a 45-minute workshop, free to YMCA members. It is $10 for non-members. We'll have snacks, group discussions, group activities, and we're going to dive into the science of healthful nutrition recommendations. So it's this month on the 20th at 10:15 in our teaching kitchen at the Y. So that's a program we have this month, and then next month we'll be launching a diabetes nutrition program. We're calling it Diabetes Nutrition Program: Learn How to Prevent Diabetes, Live Well with Diabetes, and Thrive. So it's a four-session series. Each session is an hour, and each session, it happens each week. We are offering a morning session and an evening session. So on Wednesday evenings from 5:30 to 6:30, we will start off our sessions on March 8th, and it'll be every week for 4 weeks. And if you wanted to come to the morning sessions, that's 10:15 to 11:15 on Friday mornings, starting March 10th.
If people want to find out more about that, should we send them to the website?
Yeah, I'm not sure if it's on the website yet, but it should be pretty soon.
We'll get your contact information before we wrap up and everything. Okay. And have them be able to get in touch with you if they need to.
Yeah, that'd be great.
You probably notice this more than I do, but in this day and age now, you don't see people really grabbing stuff off the shelves anymore. They grab it and they look at the ingredients. Mm-hmm. People care more and more about what they're putting into their bodies and all that. Being able to talk to somebody, a pro, if you will, somebody who really knows what they're talking about, seems like a really nice thing to be able to offer, especially if it's free. Especially, that's pretty nice. That's pretty nice.
Yes, I'm really excited.
And I say that jokingly, but also with a little bit of seriousness, because one of the things that I notice when it comes to diets and our food that is happening more and more is this gap that exists of, hey, these are the healthy foods. We tell you to eat healthy, but it's going to cost you more. It's going to be a little more expensive. Mm-hmm. And that also can go towards sometimes these classes, or I want to talk to somebody, a pro who knows what they're talking about. Okay, mm-hmm. but it's going to cost you. And then it seems mm-hmm. to be a defeating purpose, like, I'll just spend that money on better food or mm-hmm. what have you. And people might think, well, this is working. I've struggled my whole life to put on weight. So I initially think, well, if I eat more, that'll help. You know, of course I'm going to put on more weight. And obviously I have found that is not working. Talking to a pro, talking to somebody that knows what they're doing, it really helps. It goes so much farther. Mm-hmm. But again, to offer something like that for free, that's huge. That's really cool. It becomes more about the person and the message than it is about making a buck.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Is that part of the reason why you wanted to work at the Y, part of why you wanted to do this kind of particular work?
Yeah, it is. I wanted to be able to connect with people who are maybe lower income. And I do help people work through, talk about how to eat healthfully on a budget and how to make their food stretch and even, yeah, make it nutritious and but also inexpensive. So, yeah, I should say that the diabetes program does have a cost to it.
Mm-hmm.
That one is $25 for 4 sessions. Which is a pretty good deal. $25 for members.
Yeah, I take back everything I said. I'm joking. That was so awesome. It's very affordable.
But the program this month is free to members. And we'll be having another program for free next month in March. We'll be offering one in the morning and one in the evening.
Well, it's one of the smart things that the Y has done, too. And really, Ys across the country have done this for a very long time. It's not just taking care of one thing. It's the way that all these things tie together. If we send our kids to John to be a part of some of these clinics and everything, John's not going to be able to do much with them if they don't have the energy and the food in them to be able to do these things, and vice versa with what Jamie does and all this. It all ties together. So it's very unique. And again, offering it at affordable or free prices to a community, that there's no, well, that's priceless. I mean, that really is.
Yeah, absolutely.
Looking forward to talking again. And thank you for the time, Tiana. I appreciate you being in. Before we wrap up, we'll get your contact information.
Okay, sounds good.
I got to put Jamie on the spot now, though, too. Right. I have to do this. At least whenever Jamie comes in, I have to put him on the spot, at least at
perfect.
Some point.
Yes.
Jamie, I want to talk about the programs that you're doing. Kind of get out of your way, let you kind of spearhead this.
Yeah, sure. So, believe it or not, summer's approaching.
Yeah.
Believe it or not. So, you know, in the summertime, my job kind of switches from the school programming to summer programming in the sense of we partner with the city of Nakusa, and we do sports clinics for kids. Yeah. And we're really this year trying to step up, you know, our enrollment on that. We had good enrollment last year, and we're looking to have the same amount of enrollment or even better this year. And so it's going to be the first, we're going to do 2 weeks in June, 3 weeks in June, excuse me, and then 2 weeks in August, and then we take July off. Mm-hmm. And, you know, we meet down at Kelzer Park, and, you know, the kids have fun. We play soccer, we play basketball, baseball, kickball, you name it, you know, we do it there. And, you know, the kids seem to have a blast when we do it there.
Jamie Sparks joining us here, and Jamie is the CCLC site director. So let's start right there, Jamie. What is the CCLC? What does that stand for? Why is it important?
Yeah, so it's the, long story short, it's the 21st Century Learning Center. And so my role is in Nakusa is we have a huge partnership with Nakusa up and down the board, and we have a great relationship with the school district. So I'm over there, and I oversee the day-to-day operations. So I oversee our child care classrooms. I oversee the before and after school class or child care. And then I also oversee the AmeriCorps staff member that works over there with the kids during the school day. So I have... I think I oversee 6 or 7 ladies over there. So, you know, it's fun working with the kids, and you know, each day is never the same. So that's truly what I enjoy about what I do for my job.
It's cool to hear,
and it's, you know, it's a blast. You know, the stories you hear from these kids are they make your day.
Yeah, I can only imagine. what do they offer before and after school?
Yeah, so. I'll start with our classroom. We have a 3- and 4-year-old classroom over there. And what's really nice about that is we are right next door. They gave us our own little classroom in the school, and we were right next to the 4K classroom. So a lot of our kids go to 4K, and then they come back. Our teachers will come and pick them up from 4K and then bring them back to the classroom either in the morning or the afternoon session. And then when they're not in 4K, they always parents know that they always have something reliable watching their children before and after 4K. And then, you know, for the working parents, actually all parents are working, but for, you know, the parents, they can drop their kids off at 6:30 in the morning, and they have till 6 o'clock to pick them up, both in our classroom and in kids' clubhouse, we call it, before and after school. And we just, you know, we do a lot of programming at the kids' after school for kids' clubhouse. They get snack, they can do their homework and all that. So when parents pick up, they don't have to worry about, you know, I got to do homework tonight. Yeah. I got to do, you know, this, that, and that. You know, that's something that we can take off their plate for them.
Yeah.
So, and our AmeriCorps staff member, she works alongside our kids' clubhouse staff in the evenings too, as well. And, you know, we're just getting a huge reading program started there. So we're just kind of stepping foot in that right now, and that just launched last week. So we're learning.
Yeah, yeah.
Literally.
The greatest gift that I'll ever receive is being a dad.
Yes,
there's
absolutely
nothing like it. It's awesome. It's amazing. It's also one of the hardest thing I'll ever do in my life.
Absolutely.
And having any assistance to that, it goes farther than we can really word. It means so much. And it's another thing that stands out to me too. And I'm gonna try not to get on a soapbox here, but anytime I have a politician or a representative in, it's one of the first things I want to bring up is childcare, and the lack of that and the need of that in this country, in this state, and more attention being brought to it. It stands out to me when organizations like the Y are taking more initiative towards these things than some others are. It stands out.
Absolutely. And we do have spots open in Nacoosa for a 3 to 4 classroom. I think we have 4 spots open, like, right now, which is really hard. It's not really hard. It's rare to see. I mean, our Rapids location, I think we have waiting lists. Some kids are 60 plus. Wait, you know, 60 kids on a waiting list for classrooms. So there's definitely a need in the community for it. I definitely think that, you know, hopefully we're doing the right thing in the community, you know, and, you know, get it.
Helping. When it comes to, from your perspective and where you are, what are some of the other things you think people would, it'd be really good for them to know about CCLC?
You know, it's 100% grant funded. My boss Tracy is fantastic at writing grants for us, so we can do this program. Especially, you know, in the city of Nacoosa. I just saw the other day that 70% of Nacoosa, the kids that go there, are considered low income. Mm-hmm. So, you know, to bring that service out to that area, using that grant money, you know, it's fantastic.
Yeah, that's huge.
You know, I wouldn't want to do anything else. And I love going to work, because you never know what you're gonna get in a day.
I can relate to that. I hear you on that one.
You know, but these kids, you know, those kids are wonderful out there, and you know, it just, these kids smile, and you know, my wife always comments too, every time we go somewhere, you know, I'll run into somebody that I know from school, from there. It's truly great, you know, kind of change lives, you know, and if you can help one kid, well, then your job's worth it.
While it may not be the goal here, one of the kind of sub things that we're doing is encouraging people to also, when the Y is hiring, looking into a career at the Y, if you are able to volunteer with any of these people, with any of these organizations, your time is not only well spent, but is so rewarding. You hear it in all your voices and everything. It's very noteworthy.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
I want to talk about summer sports programming with you, and I want to learn to talk, too. So I'm going to try to do that during the commercial break.
Sure.
I think it'll be a good segue into talking to John. So we'll start there. We'll get John on, and we'll get some more with our friends from the YMCA, Southwood County YMCA. And a big thank you to Tri-City Services, sponsoring this here at WFHR's Morning Magazine. Welcome back, everybody, to Morning Magazine here for this February 7th, 2023. I have your host, James, and we're joined by our friends from the YMCA, Southwood County YMCA. Again, a big thank you to Tri-City Services, sponsoring the segment. We're wrapping up, Jamie, leading into summer sports programming, and that's going to kind of tee us off to talk to John here. So how do you want to set that up?
Yeah, so our summer sports programs that we run through Nacoosa, we do 3 weeks in June, excuse me, and then 2 weeks in August. We take the month of July off, mainly because I'm teaching summer school
right.
in Nacoosa. We meet Monday through Friday. I don't have the dates offhand, but we meet Monday through Friday, and from 9 to 11, and we meet down at Keltzer Park, and you know, we do sports for that week. We do have the flyer coming out for anybody that's interested in in the city of Nakusa. The flyer will be coming out here probably in the next 2 weeks.
Cool.
We just finalized that. And then we can then you can sign up either at the school or at the Y, and we can get you going on that. And then Fridays, we take half the time on Fridays, and I take the kids to the splash pads.
All so, right. Nice.
Yeah,
nice.
We have football coming. I think we have football, pickleball. That's a big one that's coming up. Yeah, kickball. Just a lot of different sports, tennis, stuff like that. And the kids seem to enjoy it a lot. And it's good for them to get outside for at least a couple hours instead of sitting inside playing video games.
Yeah. I want to talk a little sports now with John Gutierrez, youth sports and camp director over at the Y. And before we get into the sports, John, I want to talk about this open house that's coming up.
Yeah, thanks, James. And I guess I'd like to start by saying thanks for having us here. Appreciate it.
Yeah.
You know, we'll definitely want to get the word out. And I'd like for everybody to mark their calendars, because Sunday, May 21st, is our open house at camp. And we got a lot of great things going on this summer. And this summer, for open house, May 21st, we'd like to invite everybody out in the community to come out to Camp Alexander. Camp Alexander sits on a beautiful 33 acres of mostly wooded land on the south side of NEPCO Lake. And, you know, the day is going to be filled with lots of fun and excitement. We're going to have everybody out there. We like to see everybody out there. And we have we're going to be having guided tours out there of the camp. If you have not been out there before, bring your family, bring your friends, tell a neighbor. And what we're going to be doing out there is we're going to be giving away, we're going to raffle away one free week of camp. So just for attending, you're going to be entered into the raffle. And we'll do that announcement at 4:30 that day. So open house will be May 21st. That's a Sunday from noon to 5. We're going to have family activities going on, games. We're going to have guided tours of the property. And, you know, we're going to be making s'mores, too. So it's going to be a great time. And, you know, one of the exciting things about camp this year is we got new themes. We're going to be having new themes this year, so I definitely encourage everybody to check it out. You can go on our YMCA website at www.swcymca.org, click on registration, summer camp, and you'll see the new themes we have this year. So I appreciate it, James, for you know, giving us this opportunity to you know, talk about open house and camp this summer.
Yeah, this is a great opportunity for people, especially those that don't know much about this event or the camp, to be able to check it out for themselves, to see it. You had us at s'mores. That's always awesome. That's always going to bring people in. And it's very cool that it's open to all ages, and that this is a free thing for people as well, right? Or is that correct? Is it open to all ages?
Well, ages 7 and up, so 7, okay, 7 sure. to 15.
Gotcha. Yeah, yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, and that's really nice. That's great for those.
Now, open house is open to everybody. It's a free event.
Right.
Everybody's invited. So, yes, definitely mark your calendars. Like I said, May 21st, noon to 5, open house.
We'll be spreading the word about that and sending people your way. That's going to be a lot of fun. You mentioned that summer camp is going to have themes this year. Do you want to get into some of those?
Sure, absolutely. I mean, we've always had themes, James, and you know, one of the new things this year is we redid all the themes. Jamie, you're familiar with camp. Jamie was our camp director last year. I'm going to be the camp director this year, so we got new themes. And you know, some of the themes that kind of stick out when I'm looking at the themes here, we got you know, our fun and fitness week. And I know we have Tiana here. Tiana would be a great person to be out at camp that week and kind of working with the kids and nutrition, so that's awesome. And then, of course, we have our all-ball sports week. We're going to be doing a lot of things, everything ball-related. You know, gaga ball, dodgeball, flag football, basketball, pickleball, kickball. But, you know, I think one of the things that are going to be that really stands out that kids are going to really enjoy is week number 10.
Yeah.
And we got Epic Nerf Wars Week.
Yes.
You cannot go wrong with that.
No.
I mean,
no.
That every kid amazing. Has a Nerf gun at some point,
yeah,
right?
Yeah. Yeah. That sounds amazing. Is there an age limit on that? Is there
I still have Nerf guns.
right on. Yeah, that's a great idea. That's going to be a fun one.
Absolutely. Then we got, you know, another week that's kind of exciting here is Getting Down and Dirty Week. Yeah. And, you know, that's July. It's We're going to be doing mud pies. We're going to be doing mud obstacle courses. We're going to be getting messy, and campers are going to really enjoy it. And it's just going to be great. So I encourage everybody that's listening to go check out these dune themes. We got plenty of fun and excitement planned for your, for the campers this year. And, you know, one of the most important things about camp is it's a good opportunity for kids to get away from their iPads, all their, you know, electronics, and just appreciate the outdoors and everything that it brings.
Yeah. One of the things I think we notice as adults, because we got this appreciation of nature and we grew up in a lot of the ways that we did, when it comes to the tech world and getting these kids to be able to bounce and put the tablet down and get outside a little bit and those things, how do you do that? You get them to do it. And once they do it, so many kids, and I don't mean it's all a case-by-case basis, but so many kids, they get outside and they realize, oh, the tablet, like, that gives me this little screen. The world gives me all of this. Nature gives me all of this. And all of a sudden, this, oh, wait a minute, I don't have to refresh the screen. Those squirrels are moving on their own. Making things, creating things with their own hands, with their own imagination. All of these themes do that stuff, a touch on that kind of thing. And it's not to say that, they're... This is kind of the only way of doing things. I think there's a balance. The world is going tech. It is smart for kids to understand some things about touch screens and all of this. But it values both worlds are valued when you have both worlds incorporated, when you have kids outside and in nature a bit more while also having that. It's a balance. And getting some of this in your kids' lives, not only great for them, but I know adults that when their kids come home from these camps or things like that, how energized they are and how much they want to get out there more and everything. And it reminds you of what it is to be a kid. And that don't hurt either. That's not a bad part either, a part of this.
Absolutely. And once again, everybody, mark your calendar, Sunday, May 21st, from noon to 5, open house. And, you know, these kids are they're creating lifetime memories out here. Mm-hmm. And right now, there's more than 7 generations of 40,000 people we've touched here at Camp Alexander. The first building at Camp Alexander was a log cabin built by pines and trees right there on site, and it still stands today. If you have not been out there, I encourage everybody to come out Sunday, May 21st, once again, from noon to 5. We encourage everybody to come out, check it out. So it's going to be great. It's going to be great, and really excited about it.
Yeah. John, appreciate the time. If people have follow-up questions about some of this stuff, how can they get a hold of you?
Absolutely. They can contact me at the Southwood County YMCA at my last name, Gutierrez, Gutierrez, at swcymca.org. You could always call front desk. They can give you more information as well, but go on to our website, and on our website, you can click on registration, summer camp, and you can register online, get all the paperwork you need online, fill those out, send them in, and you can call, make your payment, and you'll be all set. So it's a real easy process as far as registration for camp. You can go online, get all your registration forms, fill them out, email them back to us, and one simple phone call, we'll have you registered and ready for camp.
I appreciate that, John. Tiana, when we were talking earlier, we were talking about some of the programs that you have, the nutrition programs, the diabetes mm-hmm. programming. People want to sign up for those or learn more about them or just have questions for you or anything. How can they reach you?
Yeah, they can reach me at ham, H-A-M-M, at swcymca.org. For the Nutrition 101, we do ask that you sign up for it, even though it's a free program, so we can have a head count for how many snacks to make and just what to expect. We do plan to have that recorded and put on public access, so cool. You can look forward to that. Mm-hmm. Just reach out to me with questions if you're interested in private nutrition counseling or... I'm excited to hear from anyone that's interested.
Appreciate that. And Jamie, if people have follow-up questions for you or some of the things that you were talking about today, how can they reach you?
Yeah, you can. My last name is Sparks, Sparkes, at swcymca.org. Otherwise, you can always call my direct line at Nakusa, 715 715- 886-8657.
And again, the website for the South Oak County YMCA, swcymca.org. Be sure to bookmark that page. Appreciate all of you, what you guys do for the community, putting up with me. Thanks a lot for the time, you guys. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
Thank you, James. Okay. Appreciate it.
And a big thank you to Tri-City Services, of course, sponsoring the segment. Big shout out to our friends over there. We'll have more Morning Magazine for you tomorrow right here at WFHR, locally grown radio.
Serving central Wisconsin since 1940.
WFHR. Wisconsin Rapids.